Welcome to Coach's Corner. Reed Farron here with the head strength and conditioning coach of your Kansas City Chiefs, Barry Rubin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Now, discuss your transition here to the Chiefs.
You know, we're just trying to get our program set and ready to go and trying to get to know a few of the players, call a few of them, and just trying to get things going, getting ready for all season when it gets started in April.
Now, speak to the relationship. I know you've worked, obviously, with Coach Reed, but also with John Dorsey, our general manager.
Yes, John Dorsey and I were together at Green Bay. I was with the Packers for 11 seasons and then with the Eagles for five.
What does Coach Reed require of you at your job as a head strength and conditioning coach?
Number one, he wants you to be yourself, you know, and he wants you to be enthusiastic and definitely wants you on top of your game. He's a great person to work for. I've learned a lot from him. The biggest thing, he's very positive and very motivated.
Walk me through off-season training, in-season training.
Off-season, of course, is more intense. That is kind of their practice when we start in April, when we start our off-season program. And they'll come in, we get them 4 days during the week. We'll lift and run each day. We'll do some form of lifting, some form of running each day till the off season's over. We'll push it. We'll go through different phases. We'll start off kind of easy, and as the off season progresses, so will workouts. They'll progress and get a little harder and harder. And then what we try to do is towards the end of the off season, we try to be in a peak condition for training camp. And then, of course, once training camp and the end season starts, our practice is the main focus, so the weight training kind of takes a back seat, but we can still continue doing that. Like in season, we'll lift twice a week. We'll lift, we'll say, like on Monday, and then on Wednesday, the big guys will lift, and on Thursday, the skill guys will lift. And then we'll have an optional workout on Friday for them.
Are you one of the in-your-face type of coaches, or how do you motivate guys?
Well, not really, because I wouldn't appreciate somebody being all of me, you know. And, you know, personally, I'm not a big yeller or screamer, but yet I do expect them to do things right. I want them doing the exercises properly. I want to do the exercises that simulate best what they do on the football field.
How do you evaluate or gauge success? What will be successful to you this season?
Well, of course, you know, the bottom line is your wins and losses. So, you know, I want to do all I can to get these guys as strong as they possibly can be, as in shape, as quick as they can, as fast as they can. So it's a big puzzle, and I want to try to maximize their ability during the off season. And by doing that, you know, just working hard and being consistent, doing it daily.